Lawrence's own Uptown Mandolin Quartet, playing Jeff Derringer's The Kansas Tango. Good morning. Good Monday morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon with some great classics. We have some great titles this morning. Like the next piece we'll hear is The Joyful or Charlemagne's Sword, followed by The Wild Honeysuckle. Support for all this great classical music today on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring Sound, Echo, and Silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. And from Eagles Rest. Eagles Rest is a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence. With heirloom quality furniture by Acorn Nest, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at Eagles Rest, naturalhome.com. Here's the Charlemagne Sword by Jean-Philippe Rameau on KPR now. Happy music by Rameau, played by Vikinger Olofsson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, here's Kansas City's own Kansas City Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy, for The Wild Honeysuckle by James Mulholland on KPR. The Wild Honeysuckle, with the words by the most interesting person I've learned about today, Pierre Freneau. He was born in British New York City before the Revolution to a Huguenot wine merchant. Ed Philip Freneau was an American poet, nationalist, sea captain, and early American newspaper editor. So, also a poet. The music was by James Mulholland. The Wild Honeysuckle, sung by Kansas City's own Kansas City Chorale, with Charles Bruffy. Next, music by Louise Ferranc from 1843 on KPR. Good morning. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, which is live and local from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. In the noon hour, hear a concerto by Elias Parrish Alvars, one of history's great harpists, and the concerto is for two of them. Then two pieces for cello by Glazunov, classical music from noon to three, right here on KPR. Louise Ferranc lived in Paris, France, throughout her life in the 1800s. Here's her 1843 Piano Trio No. 1, played by the Neve Trio now on Kansas Public Radio. The music of Louise Ferranc, Parisian, 1800s. That was her Piano Trio No. 1 in E-flat from 1843, played by the Neve Trio. If you'd like to hear more music of Louise Ferranc, some of it will be featured on a Kansas Composers, Dr. Ingrid Stolzel and Dr. Alyssa Morris program, which also features the Symphony No. 1 in E minor by Florence Price. And the guest artist will be Heidi Gluck, and Dr. Rachel Dirks is the conductor. And they'll be coming in, I guess, the 2nd of October to play for us a little bit of their concert here on Kansas Public Radio to give you a taste. The concert is October 5th, 7:30 p.m. at Plymouth Congregational Church in downtown Lawrence. The concert by the Lawrence Community Orchestra is called Voices of Women. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Join us tomorrow morning for the next morning edition, right here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Live and local, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, Abilene 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. We'll have one of those beautiful Gymnopédies by Eric Satie right after the news, the first one. And then music by Augustine Barrios, Variations on a Theme of Tárrega, a symphonic study by Sir Edward Elgar, before we hear a KPR recording when the Academy Winds of the United States Air Force Academy came to play for us this earlier this year. All kinds of great music, some Scott Joplin and Percy Grainger coming up as well later on this morning. So glad you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington,
I'm Robinson to drop out. And while he's pledging to stay in the race until November, some Republicans say his embattled campaign could harm former President Donald Trump's hopes of winning a key swing state. For NPR News, I'm Colin Campbell in Raleigh.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 30 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses, so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100. Good morning. This is KPR. That was violinist Nigel Kennedy playing in a high position, the solo in the Gymnopédie number 1 by Eric Satie. Do you think when he held that fizzled note that he meant for it to fizzle like that when he kind of, well, fiddled with it? I think he was just made a mistake and then was playing with it. Good save. He was also with the English Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR and support for classical music this morning. On KPR, remember, it comes mostly from you, but also from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. His concert is Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And support also comes from the University of Kansas. Transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's Enno Voorhorst, guitarist now, for some variations on a theme of Tárrega by Augustine Barrios on KPR. The guitarist, Enno Voorhorst, for some variations on a theme of Tárrega by Augustine Barrios. Next, a symphonic study by English composer Sir Edward Elgar. And later on, more seasonal music, I guess, on this day that feels so much cooler. Scott Joplin's Roseleaf Rag, followed by the King Singers, doing Autumn Leaves and Brig Fair, before we hear Glazunov's Autumn from his Seasons. Good morning, it's 10:22, about 58 degrees still in Lawrence, feeling nice. Support for classical music this hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing renewable energy in Douglas County and Kansas Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Inspired by Shakespeare, here's Sir Edward Elgar's symphonic study, Falstaff, on KPR. That is the music of Sir Edward Elgar, a symphonic study, Falstaff, the story, Shakespeare. We've heard Charles Dutoit's Montreal Symphony Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for today's programming on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing renewable energy in Douglas County and Kansas Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. You know, by making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, CDs, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff Watson's in after noon. Looks like a peek at his playlist shows he'll hear, we'll have a concerto by Elias Parrish Alvarez, one of history's great harpists. And the concerto is for two harps. And then pieces for cello by Glazunov. That's just part of classical music from noon to three on KPR. And we'll have some of Glazunov's most familiar music, probably. It's Autumn from his Seasons, which you may not recognize by title, but I think once you hear it, it has kind of a running pace, like riding on a horse. It has a great rhythm to it. I think you'll recognize it. We'll hear that right before at 11:30 this morning in about half an hour. Listen for The Golden Spinning Wheel by Dvorak. Also The King Singers with Autumn Leaves and Brig Fair. And in just a few minutes right after the news, listen for The Rose Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. All kinds of great music coming up. Oh, and by the way, if you just want to see this all written out, see what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org.
As November approaches, NPR's an analysis of the issues from NPR News.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're live, we're local, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Updated weather forecast, well, it's still pretty cool, wonderful, in Lawrence 61, on the way up to 66 with a wonderful north breeze. Tonight's low 52, and tomorrow we have a 30% chance of rain, but no further rain is mentioned in today's forecast. So tomorrow afternoon, between 1 and 4, we've got a chance of showers. Tomorrow should be warmer with a high of 74, and Wednesday's high about 75, so it looks like a pleasant week as we begin fall. More music in just a few minutes. NPR News is next. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
Live from South Carolina's deadline for registering online. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is KPR. Benjamin Libb playing the piano for Scott Joplin's Rose Leaf Rag. Good morning. Next on Kansas Public Radio, the King Singers for a couple of English songs, starting with Charles Villiers Stanford, Autumn Leaves Lie Strewn Around Me Here. The beautiful harmonies of the King Singers. Two English songs, Charles Villiers Stanford's and Percy Grainger's arrangement of Brig Fair. It's 11:15 and 61 degrees in Lawrence. All the afternoons this week should be in the 60s or 70s. No chance of rain mentioned for today, but tomorrow 30% chance for some afternoon rain. Next, here's some music by Alexander Glazunov. This is Autumn from his Seasons on KPR. That's a musical depiction of autumn from The Four Seasons by Alexander Glazunov with the Scottish National Orchestra. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and through kansaspublicradio.org. Next, some fairy tale music by Dvorak, The Golden Spinning Wheel. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting Malevo Live. It's an all-male group specializing in malambo, a traditional Argentine folk dance, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Details at jcc.edu/mtc. In this musical picture by Antonin Dvorak, what happens in The Golden Spinning Wheel? Well, the main theme throughout the work, you can hear it right at the beginning, that's the king riding on horseback into a forest. And then another theme before we hear the big love theme. He finds, of course, a beautiful woman just in the middle of nowhere at her golden spinning wheel. And he says he's thirsty. She gives him a drink of water. And, of course, he falls in love. And you'll hear a beautiful violin solo illustrating that. At the end, this golden spinning wheel even has the magical capability of bursting into song. You'll hear that in the music as well. All with the orchestra, and in this case, it is again the Scottish National Orchestra with Naomi Yarvi directing. This is Antonin Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio, the tale of the golden spinning wheel. Based on a fairy tale, music by Antonin Dvorak, about a magical spinning wheel that's not the Rumpelstiltskin story. It's one of those, well, those older fairy tales. If you've ever read into them, some of them are a bit gory. But leaving out that part, it has a triumphant ending. The golden spinning wheel, which bursts into song at the end, revealing the good people. Antonin Dvorak's The Golden Spinning Wheel with the Scottish National Orchestra this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Music from The Gadfly by Shostakovich.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year. Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. Plus the same thing other KPR network stations are, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great afternoon. Jeff Watson has more great music in just a few minutes after noon news and Stardate. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special, with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1, Friday evening, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News.